The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
All right, we'll keep you abreast. We'll be crossing to London after five. Well, welcome to the programme, Padraig Tobin. We spoke not so long ago in relation to the decision by Sinn Féin to effectively sanction you, for suspend you for 6 months. You said this would overlap with an election. Was it a tough decision to decide to sever your links after 21 years?
It was indeed. I've invested the last 21 years into building the organisation. My two major goals have always been full Irish unity and economic justice within the country. And I've made many good friends, many good colleagues, and, you know, especially in County Meath, where, you know, we've worked as such a good team over the last number of years. Obviously, on a personal basis, there's a major difficulty with it. But I suppose I felt that I was left with no other choice. For the last number of years, I've been struggling, I suppose, to see, was it possible for people like myself with different views on particular issues to have an opportunity to contribute equally with other members of the party. And, you know, up until about 2016, I actually had a written agreement with the party to say that I wouldn't be held back in any ways with regards the work that I was doing because of my particular views. And that changed in 2016. And since then, in many ways, I haven't been able to participate fully in my media engagements
and portfolio. I know while you're sort of focusing on yourself, if you look at it in the round, there are more than 20 people who have either been kicked out or resigned at councillor and public representative level. Carol Nolan, in this context, somewhat similar. But other people, do you think that there is a culture in Sinn Féin which does not allow a broad church of views and is intolerant when it comes to selection conventions or whatever, that there kind of has to be a monoculture of view? Because, as you know, in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they went every different way in relation to the Eighth Amendment. Do you think Sinn Féin, it's part of their DNA not to have a broad church and to allow dissent?
Well, to be honest, you know, it's a democratic norm internationally for organisations to allow for a little bit of flexibility on issues of such gravity such as this. And I've made that argument a number of times. And, you know, when you don't allow for that flexibility, it's kind of an act of political self-harm to the political organisation. And we've seen that happen in Fine Gael and other parties previously, and they've learned from that. You know, to be honest,
well, I'm asking you, is there a pattern between what's happened with these dozens of resignations and the way you have ended up?
There are good people in Sinn Féin, there are very good people in Sinn Féin, but there are difficulties within the party as well. I've written a number of documents for Gerry and for Mary Lou previously with regards to trying to reform those particular issues, and I wish them luck with it. I genuinely do. But,
and how would you describe that for outsiders? What do you think that core is? What's the core problem?
To be honest, I don't want to slam the door while I'm leaving, to be honest. I have to put in context the reason.
Well, rest assured, they'll be slamming the door in Meath West to get a Sinn Féiner person in instead of you.
I've no doubt. But to be honest, my focus is, for the last number of weeks, I've had a large number of calls from people from a Sinn Féin background, many of those councillors that you mentioned yourself, and also people from a Fianna Fáil background who are really annoyed in the direction that Micheál Martin is bringing the party at the moment. In a way, they've said to me that Fianna Fáil is like a kind of inverted pyramid where a small cabal of really ambitious TDs around Micheál Martin are giving the two fingers to the membership and the grassroots around a number of different issues. And those people have said, and I really believe this, there's a third of the population out there at the moment who don't have a voice in Leinster House. It is unhealthy democratically to have that situation arise. Any parliament.
So what are your plans for the future?
Well, my plans are to literally travel the length and breadth of the country over the next month to speak to people who have a similar political outlook to myself with regards to 32 County, with regards to economic justice, and with regards to the right to life as well. And to say to those people that now is the time for people to, if they have problems with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or other political parties, to actually make a stand on this particular issue.
So what will
issue.
It be called, the new party?
We don't have a name for that, to be honest. And right now I'm just asking people, listen, if you have similar problems with myself.
So you have no name. Do you have any public representatives?
Well, again, I have spoken to a large number of individuals, including public representatives in a number of different organizations who have a strong interest in this. But to be honest, it would be logical to take one step at a time. And the first thing we need to do is bring in grassroots. Grassroots activism is necessary in this. The problem in political parties...
Well, would you welcome someone like Peter Casey?
No.
No. Okay. So, like, I have a text here from Mike. He's delusional if he thinks another Republican lefty party will go anywhere.
Well, all I would say to you is this. There is a
very crowded space.
Well, to be honest, there's a third of the population currently who don't have a voice in Leinster House.
No, they're anti-abortion, but they could be right-wingers.
I'm not looking to replicate the political parties at all. In actual fact, I would agree with you that right now most of the political parties want to inhabit exactly the same political space in the same political time. I have views on things like abortion, etc., which offer an opportunity for respectful dissent and diversity of thought. And the problem in this country is we have such a strong push towards herd mentality at the moment. Opposition is not the enemy. Actually, opposition is a necessary element.
But Patter,
can I
give you a bit
democracy.
Of advice? I mean this in good faith. There was a lot of refugees from Fine Gael after the pregnancy in life bill set up Renew and all that. Not one of them held their own seat. You'd be better to focus in Meath West and holding your own seat, because the SIPO rules prevent you raising money, and actually the whole system screws new entrants. Like, it's a really uphill battle.
First of all, I am under no illusion with regards how difficult this is. But I will say one thing. The Dáil is stocked full of people who make decisions purely on the basis of keeping their seats. I always felt if I was going to be trapped by fear of losing my seat and then unable to articulate in the way that I felt I needed to, well, then it was time that I left the Dáil. And that's one of the problems with regards to Leinster House. There is so many people who are afraid to swim against the tide on major issues. And in truth, what we do need is a diversity of representation. The Dáil should represent, in roughly the same numbers, the people who exist outside on these really important issues. And that's what I hope to do. I'm simply engaging. I'd ask people from a Fianna Fáil background, from a Sinn Féin background and others to reach out over the next while, get in contact and see can we build a grassroots activist organisation that will have no fear in speaking the truth.
All right, Patter Tobin, TD, no longer of Sinn Féin. No, well, he's kind of no name at the moment. He's independent, Republican, 32-county movement. We await developments. Now, just before we go into the ad break and we talk about the desperate criminal activity and gang warfare in Drogheda, can I say how sad it is to have received news that poor Sonny Knowles, well known for the way he used to do the wave with the window cleaning, as well as his beautiful singing, he has sadly passed away. Our sincere sympathy for a man who's given much joy, much amusement and entertainment to so many people over so many decades. After the break, we're off to Louth.